In this video, I'm going to show you how to find negative keywords in just a few minutes. If you've ever wondered why your ads are burning through your budget without getting any conversions, it's because of a common but major mistake we usually see service businesses make while running Google Ads, and that is not adding negative keywords to that ads campaign. The most common reason behind this is that most people just don't know how to find negative keywords. So in today's video, I'll be showing you four different ways that we use to find negative keywords whenever we run Google Ads for our clients. If you're new here, hi, I'm Kurt from OneBase Media, and I'm here to help you get more local customers for your service business. So if you don't want to miss any videos, join our community and hit that subscribe button and the bell icon to get notified. Okay, so let's first understand how negative keywords work and why they are so important in running a successful Google Ads campaign. Negative keywords are specific words that we use in our ads that tell Google not to show our ads when people search for those specific terms. They work by making sure your ads don't pop up for searches that aren't related to what you're offering. For example, if you're a plumber, you don't want your ads to appear when people search for plumbing tools, because people who search for such phrases are looking to buy tools and not looking to hire a plumbing service. Unless your team are a bunch of tools, then maybe they are looking for you after all. But we'll assume that they're not, and so we would add such phrases as negative keywords. This helps you save money by only showing your ads to people who are likely to be interested in what you're selling. In simple terms, negative keywords keep your ads away from searches that aren't a good fit for your business. So the first way we find negative keywords is by using a tool called KeywordTool.io. In the search bar, you want to put your core service that you provide. That will be your main keyword. For this video, we'll put in plumber. So if you're a roofer, you'd put in roofing. If you're a landscaper, put in landscaping, and so on. Now, this tool gives you all the different keywords that people are searching for in relation to plumbers. Keywords like plumber's salary, plumber's putty, plumber's tape are keywords or phrases that we don't want our ads to show up for. Once again, anyone searching for such phrases is either looking for information or products related to plumbing and will have no interest in hiring a plumber. Similarly, keywords like plumber apprenticeship, plumber average salary, and plumber apprentice jobs are keywords we want to add to our negative keywords list. So go through all the keywords and make a list of the ones that are not related to the services you offer. Now, the second way to find negative keywords is to use a tool called Keywords Planner in Google Ads. Put in plumber or the core service you provide into the search bar, and Google will show you all the keywords that are being searched related to that keyword. Now you can go through the entire list and start finding negative keywords. For instance, Victoria Plumbing Near Me is a brand. So we want to put Victoria in our negative keywords list because people searching for Victoria Plumbing will hire Victoria Plumbing. Not your team at all. Sorry. Also, if you don't offer a commercial plumbing, you want to add commercial plumbing to the negative keywords list as well. Anderson Plumbing, again, is a competitor and another brand, so we want to put Anderson in our negative keywords list. For another example, let's say you do all type of emergency plumbing work except heating services. Then an easy way to find negative keywords is to go to Add Filter, click on Keywords, select Contains, and put in Heater. Now Google will show you all the keywords that have the word heater in them. So you can go through all of these keywords and see which services you don't offer and start adding those keywords to your negative keywords list. You can also find negative keywords through the Refine and Keywords section. In the brand and non-brand section, you can see brands like Premier Plumbing, Anderson Plumbing, Elite Plumbing, and many more. Again, you don't want your ads to be found for any searches related to all of these brands, so add them to your negative keywords list. In the service section, similarly, you can find the keywords of services that don't apply to your business and add them to your negative keywords list as well. This is a very easy way to make a negative keywords list. Just go through the Refine Keywords section and start selecting the keywords that have nothing to do with the services you offer. The third method we use to find negative keywords is by using a tool called SEMrush. Now, this is a paid keyword research tool, but you can get a 30-day free trial. Put in the keyword plumber and then click on View All Keywords. SEMrush will show us all the broad match keywords that are being searched for on Google. You want to go through all of these keywords and select negative keywords for your ad campaign. Now, keywords like White House Plumber is a TV series, so you can put White and House in the negative keywords list. Similarly, you can add merchants to the list. Keywords like Plumber's Mate, Drain Plumber Snake, and Plumber's Tape are products, so you can add Mate, Snake, and Tape to the negative keywords list as well. The fourth way to find negative keywords is by using Answer the Public. Put in your core service, again, we'll put in Plumber in the search bar, and this tool will show you all the different questions people are searching for on Google. If you scroll down, you'll see all these phrases that people are searching on Google related to plumbers. Now you can go through all of them and start adding negative keywords. For instance, are plumbers rich? You can add rich to your negative keywords list. Similarly, our plumbers in demand, you can add demand. Also, you can add pronounced to your list. This is people looking to find out how to say the word plumbers, which could be a difficult call if they decide to phone you up. If we scroll down, there are even more phrases that people search, like plumber with leak detection equipment. So you want to put in equipment in your list. Plumber versus pipe fitter, you want to add versus to your negative list as well. So these are all the random things that people are searching for, and you really don't want your ads to show up in any of these searches. You can use all of this data to compile a good negative keywords list. Now you want to keep track of all these keywords. For that, make an Excel sheet and start adding negative keywords into it. So let's add salary as a negative keyword in our Excel sheet, and in the found column, select keywordtool.io. And then when you add the keyword to your campaign, you can check the box. Let's go back and find more keywords. Put in tape, and in the found column, select keywordtool.io. Let's take versus, and in the found column, select answer the public. So go through all the different tools and start adding the negative keywords in this sheet. Once added to your Google Ads campaign, this will streamline its performance massively. This is exactly the way we find negative keywords for the Google Ads we manage for our clients. Use all the tools that were shown in this video and follow all the steps, and you'll start seeing a major improvement in your ad performance and results. Thank you for watching until the end. I hope you got a lot out of the video. So our goal here is to help you generate the best quality leads so you can fill out your diary with more customers and grow your business. And that's it from me. And by the way, if lead generation is a problem for you right now, then there's a link in the description that will help you solve that problem in under 3 minutes. I want to say a big thank you again for watching this video. If you want to see more like this, please like and subscribe, and also leave a comment in the comment section if you have any questions. We read and respond to all the comments we get. Have a great day. I'll see you on the next one.